Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's 12:16 in the afternoon. Austin Bechtold is behind the glass. Pomp and Joe here talking sports with you at 412-928-9370. And now we turn our attention to 8 days from now, the NFL draft. It'll be here. There are a lot of people making predictions about who they will take in the first round with pick number 21. They have no second round pick. So, Austin, if I had to ask you, yes or no, will the Steelers end up with a second round pick in this coming draft? They have none right now, but will they?
I'm going to bank on no, because even though I think that they could trade George Pickens, I don't think they're going to get a second round pick for him, especially considering what DK Metcalf commanded. Pickens is going to want paid. Metcalf is a better wide receiver despite the age. I'm going to say no, that Pickens would only be able to fetch a third, and they won't end up with a second, which also could be that they don't trade up from their third to a second round pick.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting, Joe. They don't have a second-round pick. They have a first and a third, and I just asked Austin if he believes they will end up somehow getting a second. I think it's going to be hard to do it. I don't know what returns could be for players that they have right now, but a second-round pick is a big – to get a second-round pick, you're going to have to give up somebody of big consequence.
Funny you should mention that, Bob, and I apologize for my tardiness.
It's all right. No one would have known unless you brought it up yourself just now.
I know. I felt it was necessary.
I cover for you, Joe.
Jerry Dulac's chat this week has a lot of questions just like that. And somebody asks about Pickens. Stairway to Seventh Seed, this guy calls him. And which is a great name, by the way. He says, a lot of analysts and fans hope we trade Pickens for a second or even a third round pick so we can draft an extra defensive lineman, blah, blah, blah. But does that make any sense to sign Rodgers if they do and not surround him with a top wide receiver core? Dulac says that's precisely why they're not trading him now. Defeats the purpose of adding Metcalf. Dulac thinks it sounds like he thinks they're going to hold on to him to have Metcalf and Pickens together for at least a year. Do you like that idea?
I think I do. Keeping him? I think I do. If they're, again, their focus is trying to win something here this year, whether it's playoff spot, a win in the playoffs or longer, you're going to have to load up in that department. And yes, so they would be willing at that point then to move past George Pickens next year. They would get, a supplemental pick, compensatory pick, whatever you want to call it, if he leaves, like they, do with a lot of players. But then if he has a big year, then I wonder if they have second thoughts about that. Let's say he outdoes Metcalf. Let's say Metcalf is here, commands attention. George Pickens gets free a lot. He makes big numbers and touchdowns. He's in a tremendous leverage position if he handles it right this season and plays the year out the way you'd expect him to.
Yeah.
Then what? You just move on from him and lose him?
Well, that's an interesting question, but here's the thing. I'm not here for the George Pickens drama that I feel like is going to begin before the season. I mean, do we really expect something different? They just told him, in the loudest terms possible, which is the ones attached to money figures, that you are not our guy. This guy we've chosen over you, and we're going to ask you to play this season without paying you. Go out and risk your body. That's what we think. Does George Pickens strike you as the type of guy who's going to respond positively to that?
No. Not really.
I'm not here for it. Move on. You pretty much already did.
Well, then you better draft a wide receiver and come in and be a compliment. You still need a complimentary guy.
For sure.
There are teams in the NFL who have two, you know, mega horses over there. You look at Cincinnati, you look at Minnesota Vikings and others. It's not a bad thing to have two really talented wide receivers.
No, it's ideal, actually. It'd be wonderful if you have a quarterback and an offensive system that works.
You're questioning his work ethic, knowing that he's not going to be the guy.
His attitude, yes.
Which vis-a-vis ends, you know, the work ethic is part of that, too. And then shame on him, because this is on him to put up a kind of season. This is what happens when you eat something right before you go on the air.
Excuse me, Bob. God bless you.
It got stuck in there.
Yeah. We didn't need that detail. Radio. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, just it won't go away.
Drink some water, Bob.
Would you like me to jump in here for a moment?
Yeah, please do.
Dane Brugler of The Athletic, who's very good at what he does, even though he gives us the Belfont snorkel, says if Shador Sanders falls out of the top three, we'd then go on Shador watch to see where he lands. Presumably, the Steelers will have a serviceable short-term option, and Sanders, a.k.a. Mason Rudolph, and Sanders would provide them with more of a long-term answer. Bob, he has Sanders dropping to the Steelers at 21. This is what Dulac says about that. When Z asks him, do you think the Steelers and Tomlin are really that in love with Shador enough that they would trade away multiple picks to move up? Or is it more likely they'd consider him if he dropped to 21? Dulac takes all of that and simply says, not happening. What do you make of this, Bob?
Well, I mean, Jerry's very good at what he does. He's the guy we use as our Steeler insider during Steelers season coverage on KDKA-TV. But when you shut the door completely, there is a chance. I mean, you go back to the Kenny Pickett situation. There was a chance that he was going to be available. And if so, nobody thought he would come to Pittsburgh, including Jerry, I don't think. So, but that's the risk of, you know, when you do these kinds of comments. But that's a pretty strong answer. Jerry has his finger on the pulse of what goes on over there. So I would agree with it. I don't think there's a I'd say there is a chance, a small chance. I would not predict that they're going to take Shador Sanders.
Sometimes, and obviously Jerry's great at what he does, but sometimes the breadcrumbs they throw out there, the sources can take you in a bad way, like Kenny Pickett a couple of years ago when nobody knew and Jerry said there was no chance of that. Somebody over there didn't want anyone to know that the Steelers were hot on Pickett. Chris Jackson, what's the likelihood the Steelers trade up to draft Shador? Jerry says, zip. And then this. Somebody says, if the Steelers are not intrigued by Sanders, then why have him in for a visit? Tomlin is either doing Dion a favor or he actually likes him. Dulac says, you said it, I didn't. Indicating that he too believes that this is simply a favor to Dion? I'm not buying that. If you have a guy in, what's the favor, by the way, that the Steelers, some other team thinks the Steelers are, like, how is that doing a favor to Dion?
Yeah, I don't know.
And why would waste your time doing that? No, I don't think that's true. I don't. Do you, Bob?
No, I don't. I think they probably legitimately think they want to make sure they know him well enough that if it comes to that and if some reason they fall down and he's available at 21, they want to know everything about him before they make. They only have 10 minutes. They have to make up their minds in that time.
Right.
So, and that would also include trading. What do you think the likelihood of them trading down to get more picks?
If you're going to get a second round
pick, that's one way to get a second round pick.
Yeah. Maybe they do have one quarterback in mind, and maybe that guy would be gone. Let's say it was Shador. And then they're like, all right, now we can, you know, maybe accumulate some extra picks, get ourselves.
Because there are a lot of good defensive players and wide receivers are going to be available in the second round.
Listen to this one, Bob.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Zach says, if Rodgers says no, what veteran quarterback do you think we would sign? Everybody shield your eyes. Except if you're out there driving right now, please keep your attention. The three names he puts out there, you ready for this, Limits?
Let's hear it.
Wentz, Ridder, Bridgewater. Oh my God, is the three words that correspond to those three names. Desmond Ridder? Limits?
No interest in anything like Desmond Ridder. Just, oh my gosh.
And then somebody named Yogi and Yonkers Bob follows up with maybe Arthur Smith would like another season working with Tannehill like he did in Tennessee. Dulac says maybe or Ridder. Oh my God. That almost makes me want Aaron Rodgers to come here. And I realize that Rudolph would then be the starter with Ridder as a backup, but I just never thought.
Does Jerry have anything to say about Rodgers and when likely we may hear anything?
Yes, he does.
Because I still think it has to be this week.
And I'm absolutely thrilled that you asked. A man named John Cash sends Jerry a question. Do you think Rodgers, and you can read Jerry's chat at postgazette.com, do you think Rodgers has a secret deal done with the Steelers? And if so, do you think he announces this week? Jerry says he does not. The Steelers have a good feeling about him signing, and they've had an offer on the table for a long time now. If you want to call that a secret, go ahead. Then the follow-up is, then what's the holdup?
Right, that's what I want to know. Again, he may just have it in his heart that he is going to do it at Lambeau Field. He will show up there, go to the podium, and announce their pick, and it'll be Aaron Rodgers doing it. I mean, stranger things could possibly have happened. But I think it's got to be before this draft. Before, you know, they have to know.
Yeah.
If they don't have a deal, if they're just going by a sneaking suspicion that they think it's going to happen, that's not good enough. You got to know. You got to make plans.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And then I promise you the Dulac question about Nick Chubb. Somebody,
you said it's a resounding answer.
Yeah, somebody says, do the Steelers still have any interest in Nick Chubb? Dulac? No. No. Say that in your lowest.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was good, wasn't it, Limits?
No.
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 I'm sorry, Joe. I've been distracted over here by Harry Callis calling me out on Twitter.
For what?
Callous tweets. I think at Austin R. Bechtold just said on The Fan that if the Pirates let Paul Skeens hit at DH a couple times a week, Skeens would be at risk for Tommy John. LOL. To which I responded, hello, Harry. That is not what I said.
That's a good beginning.
I think the Pirates would be concerned that Skeens playing two ways could increase his overall injury chances and don't want to take the risk. I would let him hit occasionally.
Do you think Harry was unfair in this matter, Bob?
I think he took out of context what Austin said. That's
so do I, although I do think that Austin
he mentioned
made a horrible point that
I think the way you worded it was a little probably
wonky,
confusing.
I'm sure.
Well, Limit's horrible point was that he seemed to link Ohtani's Tommy John to him hitting, which I didn't get. But
no,
his overall
point
was...
I know what
was,
he meant. Well, he didn't mean it. It came out that way, but that's not the way he meant
right.
it. But yes.
Your overall point, if I have this correct,
yes,
was that the Pirates, if they let Skeens hit, would be fearful of his health.
Yes, because I feel like the toll that he would be putting on his body preparing to hit, let's call it 4 days out of seven if you're playing a game every single day, plus pitching once in that seven-day span, the Pirates would be concerned that maybe just the wear and tear of his body would break down a little bit and could draw towards a chance of an injury, with whether it be an arm or anything on the mound.
Getting hit by a pitch, I get it.
That's what my thought is on that.
Do you resent Harry calling you out publicly?
No.
Sounds like you did.
Harry's been taking a lot of shots at people on social media recently. I think it was just a matter of time I was next.
What did you think last night when our server at the steak place, Dr. Kornfetter, warned us five times that the plates, Bob, were 500 degrees, and then I forgot in the midst of a conversation with Donnie and grabbed one of the plates, and there was an incident where people looked over when I yelled.
Was it one of those yells that you'd normally... You know, look like a Yelp, one of those high pitched.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
one of those.
And then what happened, Limits?
Yes, you touched the plate and went, ow, ow, ow. Donnie, do I have to go to the emergency room now, Donnie? Do you think I'm going to be okay? To which I'm saying, Joe, you're fine. It's all right. He's acting like his thumb was like about to fall off. It
Bob,
just looked
it was
a little
500
bit hurt.
Degrees and I didn't touch the plate. I grabbed it to move it. And then I'm like, I can't believe that. Kornfetter just told us it's 500 degrees.
And he said to everyone, don't touch the plate. Be careful. But of course, Joe wanted to know how hot the plate actually was.
And you learned your lesson.
I did.
But the problem with that, though, you have to keep reminding people because today everybody sues everybody for everything. That McDonald's coffee once long ago that somebody spilled on their lap.
Yeah, that came up last night. I was kind of on the ladies' side in that matter.
That's why the court systems are all tied up. Because of these kinds of lawsuits.
To be fair, Joe, I did tap the side of the plate to see how hot it was, but I didn't try to pick it up. I tapped it.
I wasn't testing anything. I forgot what Kornfetter said, and then during a conversation with Donnie, I went to grab the plate, and I grabbed it.
Yeah.
And you saw the reaction. Anyway, Bob, Mark Cabali's next. Do you like him?
Yes, I'm sure he'll have some very interesting things to say.
I think he will.
8 days from now, it'll be all underway. No.
I wasn't aware that his boss, Pat McAfee, is coming back to Tower of Lee in Green Bay at the draft. I didn't know that.
Wow, he's going to go everywhere. It's an ESPN production, mostly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would expect that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.